ज्ञानतिमरन्दस्य चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
This weekend has been a harmonic convergence of devotees who are interested in spreading Krishna consciousness, especially through very unique delivery system that we have available to us at this particular time in history, which is through books. Books are still the number one delivery system of ideas in the world. And we have an abundance of books available to us, which need to be distributed. They're sitting waiting, and they're ready to be distributed. Only we don't have that many distributors. We need maybe a million or two more to start with, to actually fulfill the vision that Prabhupada had, and that was when he saw the Sherman Williams Paint Company logo that says, "Cover the Earth." And there's a paint can that is saturating the earth with paint. Prabhupada said, that should be our logo also. And since I didn't bring enough cash for a full set of Bhagavatams, I'm going to turn my phone off right now. But anybody who did bring enough for a full set of Bhagavatams, please leave your phone on, because if it rings during the class, the reward is that you get to buy a full set of Bhagavatams. Okay? Okay. Several devotees had asked that we talk about how to form a monthly Sankirtan festival. Just what is a monthly Sankirtan festival anyway? Well, it's something we made up here at ISV many years ago. We were considering, pardon me? And well, people follow formulas. When there's a formula and then it works, then others can take it up. And that's one of the techniques of management, is formalize and systematize so that others can do it and make it simple. We conceived of what would work for us. There is a changing climate in the book distribution world, and that is that previously many brahmacharis would go out and distribute all day long, and then they would come back. And not just brahmacharis, brahmacharinis and other dedicated full-time temple devotees. But then the demographic of the ISKCON temples changed while we weren't looking. And suddenly there weren't any people living in the temple. And there certainly haven't been devotees living in our temple at ISV for many years. So when we looked at it, we said, how can we go on with doing book distribution? And then we conceived of a way to start, because if you don't know exactly how something's going to work, but you know that it will work if you try and you adjust as you go, you can just start. And so we started by agreeing to have once a month an opportunity available to everybody in our community to go out and experience the happiness that one feels of giving Krishna consciousness to others, especially by distributing books, but also through Harinam and distribution of Krishna Prasadam, giving, or even just connecting with people, making friends with them, or not connecting with them, feeling what it's like when someone rejects you out of hand for no apparent reason, and so forth. We heard some of the leaders this morning talking about how that's a very nourishing experience in a way, learning about rejection, how the kids growing up in Krishna consciousness here at ISV are having this experience of learning how to organize themselves, how to meet people, talk to them, and how to face rejection. So we began with a very simple goal, just to organize everybody for once a month. And I think we had about four or five devotees at the time. We had no budget. We needed a table, and we decided we'd see if we could collect enough to get a table for our Sankirtan program. And everything else we did, starting by bootstrapping our way up, little by little. We had one monthly Sankirtan festival, and the devotees came home, all six of them, and they said, this is so wonderful, let's do it every week. And I said, wait, hold it, let's just stay the way we are for a while. Let's not get too overly exuberant. And then we went out the next month, and they came back, one or two of them, and said, let's do it every other month. I said, let's just stick to what we decided. Let's do it every month for a year and see what happens. And we began doing that, and it turned into what we called, at the spur of the moment, the monthly Sankirtan Festival, which turned into the MSF. And here's how to start an MSF, because that was the question that was asked by some of you. How many of you asked that question, and where's Madhukari? Because he's one of the ones who asked, and he better be in here to hear this. Anybody wanted to know how to start an MSF besides Madhukari? Yes? 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Shalabahu. Okay. Very nice. Well, my old friend Willie Jolly used to say that just as his grandmother had a recipe for perfect cakes and pies, he said, similarly, there's a recipe for success. And if you just follow it, you'll get a consistent result. You'll get the success you're looking for. So following is in our line when we find out what the formula is and how it works. I'm going to give you in brief summary the elements for starting an MSF, so that if you were sent away today, and if there's anybody that we can send away today to another place, let us know afterwards and we'll send you out to another city with no funding or anything like that, and we'll see if you can do this, okay? So the monthly Sankirtan Festival. First, the setup. I'm borrowing a couple of phrases from Guy Kawasaki, who is one of the founders of Apple. And in his book, The Art of the Start, which is about starting up companies, he mentions the first three most important aspects of starting a new company. The first one is make meaning. The second is make mantra. And the third is get going. He's against mission statements per se because he said they're long, convoluted, and they take years to write, and people put off starting the company or doing anything about anything for the sake of writing a mission, the perfect mission statement. Forget it, he says. Make a mantra. What are some of the corporate mantras that are out there? Just do it. Anyone else? Coke is it. These are mantras. These are corporate mantras that give an identity and so forth. So first, make meaning. Why are we doing this? Here's a suggested meaning. We promote the welfare of all conditioned souls, beginning with ourselves, by elevating them to the platform of Krishna consciousness. A phrase taken right out of Srila Prabhupada's books. So you have to have a clear idea. Why are we doing this? This is the meaning. And you have to keep coming back to that meaning. Why do we do what we do? Why are we taking the trouble to do it? Why do we tolerate criticism of what we're doing? And so forth. Because we have a meaning for doing this. And it's very clear what it is. And the next is make mantra. Suggested mantras? Sankirtan is life. I just made that one up. But it's nice. We've had always better service. But Sankirtan is life. This is a mantra. It means it's a battle cry that all the devotees know. You can say it. It's in three words, and you're ready to go. So first is?
Make meaning.
Why are you doing this? Be clear about it. Write it down and decide. You have to have a burden. In other words, you have to feel something that I have to do this because this is my life's work. This is important to me. If I don't do this, I will feel such a burden that I'll be very uncomfortable and I won't be able to live with myself. That's what meaning is. You have to be very strong and understand that you have to have a strong desire, a burden to do something. And then you make your mantra, which is a battle cry, and the third thing is to begin to form a team. Discuss with others what your meaning and mantra is and develop a team. How many in a team? You can start with two. That's enough. One other person that agrees with you, they said, I like your meaning. And the mantra's okay. Let's go with it. Let's work together. So form a team. That's number three. Next is where some magic happens, and that's to brainstorm. I saw, personally, the power of brainstorming. I've seen it many times But the time I saw it the most clearly and was most impressed was in Washington, D.C., when we met with those great souls, Lokan Vidarbha, and they had been sustaining a program there for some time. They wanted to really get the monthly Sankirtan Festival going. The great souls, temple president there, Ananda Vrindavan and her husband, we all met in a trailer on the property right after the Sunday feast, and those who were interested in Sankirtan, and there were about 15, came together, sat in, and I said, we'll hold a brainstorming session, and we'll write down as many ideas as we can generate within the next hour. And we didn't hold back on anyone's suggestion. We took whatever anyone had to suggest of ways to expand the Sankirtan, and we wrote them all down. We came up with about 73 ideas. There was a gigantic whiteboard in that trailer, and there we had a really good scribe who wrote them all down, and we had this whole list. That brainstorming then led to our plan. And this is how we made the plan. We said, let's pick out the top 7 ideas from all that brainstorming. Let's pick out the top 7 of things that we can actually do something about. So that's what we did. Picked out 7. And we wrote those down, and we began to plan around those 7. And we began to make a strategic plan. And we made goals based on that. Who can tell me the setup? What are the elements in the setup? Possible to remember? We're going to need microphones. Bali Mardan Prabhu has his hand up. He's away in the back with the hat on the left. Go back the other way.
Learn different languages to preach.
No, no, I'm asking you what I just named as the setup. Although that's a good...
I was listing the
okay. One of... All right. Go ahead, Madhukari.
I was pointing up there.
No, but still, go ahead anyway. Can you remember any of them?
Things you just said. You have to have meaning.
Hold the microphone right under.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to have meaning, state your meaning.
Yes.
Your mantra.
Yes.
You have to have a team.
Yes.
And you have to have a plan.
Brainstorming, yeah. Okay.
Brainstorming was before the plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get going.
Okay. Madhukari, is that doable? Something you could do when you went pulled into a town somewhere and said, let's start a monthly Sankirtan festival? Just the process itself seem simple enough?
Yeah, if I have your blessings to do it.
You do.
Okay.
Please, go right ahead. Okay. Make meaning, make mantra, form a team, brainstorm, make your plan, make it strategic.
Thank you.
I needed that. I feel better now. Thank you. So these are simple ideas, and simple is best. It's a few steps for the setup of a monthly Sankirtan festival, and I've just named them, and you can reproduce that anywhere. Say, that's too simple. Talk to Guy Kawasaki. He starts up multi-million-dollar corporations, and his first 3 are make meaning, make mantra, get going. Then he has a couple after that, which come later. So these are sufficient for starting a monthly Sankirtan festival. You want me to say a few more things? Okay. The next category is the setup. First was the startup. Now is the setup. A few things that you need. You got to have books. Can I get an agreement on that?
Yes.
Which law of book distribution is that?
Number 2.
Correct. Next is you have to find spots. That is, places where you can distribute books. Don't go looking for spots around the temple. But look for places where you can distribute. That was one of the first things that we did in order to expand our monthly Sankirtan festival here in Silicon Valley, is we looked for places where we could distribute. And that was a full-time occupation for several devotees. They were constantly looking. What are some of the spots that we've had over the years? Walmart. We lived off Walmart for about 2.5 years, right? Or maybe more, maybe 3 years Walmart. We used to go, a team would be out there all day long. If you went to Walmart, you were getting a book because we were out there all day long with the table in front, and legally so. We went in and some devotee went in and asked them, can we distribute out here? And they said, sure, why not? It's in our bylaws. And they gave us permission. They've since changed their bylaws. But that's what happens. The world's always changing, and the spots always change also. So you have to be constantly innovating and looking for new spots. So that's a very important aspect of the monthly Sanctan Festival. Invest a lot of time and energy, legal work if you have to, and find out where the spots are that you can use. Santa Cruz, we did a lot of research about the street down there because for some time it seemed like it was illegal, but we looked very carefully at the city's website and what their rules and regulations were, and lo and behold, if we put our table in a certain place, we could stay there as long as we liked. So spots are very important. Next is, should have a way to communicate. We started early on with Yahoo groups, now there's Google groups, but a way to keep in touch with all the devotees. Next is WhatsApp, which is a new invention, but we've been using it very successfully. And I must say that the bells that we have here at the temple that you ring when you're coming in sound almost just like WhatsApp when it rings. So you can get away with leaving your WhatsApp on inside here, I guess, without having to buy a full set of Bhagavatams. We have a system called Good News Action Broadcast, which of course, we hyphenated as GNAB, because we like to hyphenate everything. It's kind of military. And GNAB means the Good News Action Broadcast, which means good news is what propels the Sankirtan movement. When devotees hear about what happens, for instance, all day long when I'm at home and the devotees are out and I'm writing and I hear the bell ring for the WhatsApp, I look and there's another picture. And those are very enlivening. Today I saw two pictures of the kids going door to door distributing books. And those make you want to run out the door and also distribute. So hearing the news about what's going on, GNAB, that's another element of the setup. Another is tools, investing in whatever you need. Don't be chintzy. Buy whatever kinds of tools you need to make your Sankirtan team successful. And finally, invest in the devotees, in the persons who are doing the work. Give them empowerment, give them encouragement so that they can develop their positions. What are some of the duties that various members of the Sankirtan team have? Book ordering. Book ordering. So for years we had Rasika Shekhar. He stepped into that role. And now we have other devotees doing that, but you need a full-time dedicated person who does that, who knows what they're doing. They know how to deal with the BBT. They also know how to report scores and so forth. What's another?
Managing
the Lakshmi. Yeah. Somebody who can take the Lakshmi at the end of the day, count it all up, a system where everything gets counted and is accounted for. And is put in the right account and so forth. Anything else? Sankirtan leader, yes. We're fortunate to have two Sankirtan leaders. I really like working in COs. It's always like a team effort. And Malini and SKP have been Sankirtan leaders here for a long time now and have worked together balancing their duties. What else, Madhukari?
Prasadam.
You have to have really good prasadam because an army runs on its stomach. And when you have really nice prasadam, devotees don't know why they're enlivened, but they get really enlivened. And they don't mind anything that happens. It's kind of the way we get inoculated from the miseries of the material world is having nice prasadam. Anything else?
Managing inventory
is very important. Taking care of what we have, how many books are coming in, how many are going out, signing books out. Bali?
Newsletter.
It's important to broadcast good news through newsletter. Bali Mardan Prabhu is very enthusiastic and expert at getting the word out through newsletters and letting the devotees know. So there's a list that we have of all the different personnel So that's something you have you can have in place for your setup. Give people designated roles to play and empower them. So under the setup are books, spots, Google Groups, WhatsApp, GNAB, tools, and personnel. And here are some principles by which the monthly Sankirtan Festival runs. First is teamwork. It's based on the team over the individual. Everyone working together, one for all and all for one. Everyone's in this together, and the devotees support one another. Next is cooperation. We're reminded of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Gudnicha Temple, when all the devotees came together to cleanse the Gudnicha Mandir. They worked together cooperatively to achieve the goal. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged those who were doing a good job, and actually he chastised them. He said, you should teach the others as well. And in this way, everyone works together. Another, and perhaps the most important ingredient, is fun. Dale Carnegie once wrote, people rarely succeed unless they have fun in what they are doing. This word festival comes from the word festus, which means joyous. You have to make it fun. It's attractive when it's fun, and devotees, when they're having fun, they don't even want to come home. Of course, inherently, Sankirtan is fun, but when you are making an appeal to the greater community, if you organize it in such a way that it's easy and fun, then the devotees will want to come again and again. Yes, Shamya Pras. Give him the microphone.
Hare Krishna. We started announcing our book scores at the morning program at ISKCON Denver recently, and I've had a few devotees express that it's really enlivening, just speaking to the fun factor. It's nice to hear your numbers.
Right, just to hear about it. Yeah, the scores and the numbers. Thank you. Another principle that we've employed over the years, and this may sound counterintuitive, or may sound contradictory to what sometimes you see us doing, but in the beginning, we lower the bar. We lower the bar of expectation. Of course, I say it sounds contradictory because over the years, we've ratcheted up our goals little by little until now they're a source of spiritual anxiety for everybody on the team, which is a good kind of tension to have. There's going to be tension in this world, but when you have the spiritual tension, well, how am I going to do it now? We did it last time, and how am I going to do it this time? That is what keeps us away from the realm of laziness in this world and complacency or entitlement, is continually raising the goal. But in the beginning, when we're introducing the monthly Sankirtan Festival to others, and at intervals, even as we're enacting it ourselves, we have to keep the bar so low that people say, well, that's ridiculous. Anybody could do that. And that's the point. Case in point, one of the first MSFs we did in Laguna Beach, California, and some of the devotees were coming for the first time, and they looked nervous. I could see that they were nervous. And some of them told me they were nervous. And I said, don't be nervous. We're not going to distribute any books today, our first time out. And they looked at me like I was insane. And I said, we're not going out to distribute books. We're going out to touch the pavement. All we're going to do is go out, and when we get to our spot, we're going to touch the pavement. We're just trying to see if we can actually get out the door together and go to the spot we've designated and touch the pavement. And once we've done that, it's over. And anything after that is extra. And I watched their demeanors change immediately. They relaxed. They said, oh, I get it. There's no expectation. When you lower the expectations to accommodate people, they tend to do a lot more. And there's an art to this, because there's a way in which internally we also keep raising the expectations on ourselves as a team, and by judging what we can handle, because you also need a goal to shoot for. You can't say we have no goals and we have no expectations. So that's seemingly a paradox, but it's not. It's something that you can adjust according to the situation. And the next principle is called ABS. What does that stand for? I saw it on the back of a truck driving to the temple one Saturday morning. There was a produce truck driving down the road, and it said, "Always better service." Said that's our new motto. And I couldn't wait to get to the temple and tell the devotees. I said, "Here's our new thing: always better service." And they would say, "Yes." And there's a principle behind it, and that is that you should always look and see what you're doing and see if you can do it better. Because as human beings, we have this uncanny capability of making improvements incrementally. And if you make incremental improvements in your life, month after month, year after year, even if they seem imperceptible, after a while you start to see we've done something wonderful. So this principle means that you take the time to review what you've done. When you produce an event like this SOS, we will get together afterwards and we'll see what were the high points, what worked well, and where was there room for improvement. We'll make a list. And then we will deliberately improve the places where there was room for improvement. And we will deliberately augment those places where we did well. And in this way, when there's constant improvement in one's life, it's encouraging. Progress is encouraging. And progress is something that you can call by doing what you can with what you have now and making it better. You can't make overall sweeping changes in your life, but you can make micro changes, tiny little improvements from what you did last time, and you can improve over and over again. This is one of the most exciting principles about the monthly Sankirtan festival, and it's really to see what we can make of ourselves. It's not just about book scores, because there's always going to be somebody bigger somewhere for one reason or another, because of the climate or because of the cost of the books or because of the way they're organized. We're competing against ourselves, first and foremost, for self-purification, to see how we can make ourselves better. What was that principle? The next principle of the monthly Sankirtan festival is called a lot of devotees, each doing a little. Previous model, beginning days of ISKCON, sometimes we depended on a few devotees doing a lot. And that's a risky model because there's a way in which people change their minds and they go different directions or they become incapacitated one way or another. And if you depend on four people, each one of them doing 25% of your result, and one of them goes away, you're in serious deficit suddenly. But if you have hundreds of people, each doing a little bit, you can stand the natural ebb and flow of life. And this principle also distributes the responsibility evenly amongst the team so that everyone feels a stake in it, and it does not eliminate competition. Early on when we came up with this model, some people challenged us. They said, Prabhupada didn't do it that way. He wanted intense competition. We said, okay, compete against us. Another principle is that everyone and everything counts. Remember the first days of the monthly Sankirtan festival when someone would call in, they said, I did one book. Right? And we would celebrate it like anything. One book. Everything counts. One book. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to notice when one insignificant brahmachari in the ashram would go out and sell a 5 paisa worth magazine and come back, and he would glorify him in front of the whole community of sannyasis and say, see what he's done, something wonderful. One magazine. Prabhupada encouraged us to use this principle. Everything counts. Nothing is insignificant. And if this mood pervades the team, that we notice everyone's service, we appreciate everything as significant. No such thing as, oh, that wasn't very good, that didn't count. Everything counts. When it's done sincerely with the intention of helping the team, it all counts. So count everything, notice everyone and their contribution. And the next principle is encourage the heck out of everybody. Because heck gets in people and it's not very nice. This word encourage comes from the word core, which means heart. We run on our heart. If we're disheartened, if we're discouraged, we can't move. And from every direction, from outer space, from underneath our feet, from every side comes discouragement in this world. From within our own head, the mind tries to discourage us. Say, you're no good. You can't do that. People need encouragement. And this is the strength of our team, that we encourage one another, that we remind one another that everyone who's come to Krishna consciousness is a rare soul. We remind those who are not in Krishna consciousness that they are souls, and that's the most special thing in the universe, that there is nothing more important than the spiritual soul. You can take all of the material assets in this world. Well, just take all the material assets in San Mateo County. And it cannot equal one soul in this world. Not all the wealth in the world is as valuable as one living soul. And when we extend ourselves to people and treat them like that, that they're special, then we're creating the right atmosphere for the monthly Sankirtan festival. And this idea of Sankirtan, the Samyak Kirtan, complete glorification of the Lord in all times, in all places, in all circumstances. And part of that principle is to catch people doing something right. It's an active process. That is, we look for people doing something right, and then we appreciate them for doing it. I've mentioned to you now, for the purpose of enumerating how to set up a monthly Sankirtan festival, the startup, the setup, and the principles, those three categories. And as a review, in the startup is make meaning, make mantra, form a team, brainstorm with your team, make a strategic plan, and always hit your goals, no matter what. Setup requires books, spots, communication like Google Groups and WhatsApp, GNABs, that means passing on good news, tools of all kinds, and personnel. And finally, principles, teamwork, team achievement over individual achievement, cooperation, like at the Gudicha Mandir, when the devotees worked with Lord Chaitanya, making it fun for everybody, lowering the bar so that everyone feels like they can do it. Always better service, making improvements. Every time you do something, look and see, how can I do it better the next time? A lot of devotees each doing a little bit, everyone's included. Everyone and everything counts. Encourage the heck out of everybody and catch people doing something right. Yes. We have 30 seconds for questions.
Hare Krishna. About always better service, sometimes I found that getting together and talking about what we can do better leaves the devotees feeling depressed or not really interested. They're not so much enthused about the meeting to get together and talk about how to improve. Any thoughts on help us?
You can restrict those kinds of meetings to people who are interested and who are vitally interested in watching. Some people aren't. They don't want to participate in that part, so you don't have to force them to. But other people really like to notice what happened and what could be done better. Nira Akula.
It's implied in everything you said, and it's one of the four laws, but what's one thing that I've realized is very important is organization. And so the core team really has to work on the organization, because that keeps everybody else enlivened, keeps the new people coming in enlivened. The better organized the festival is, the smoother it goes. Troop movement, you know, that kind of thing.
Nice point, Nirukula. Practically, when it's well organized, you don't notice sometimes because it goes so smoothly. And when it's not well organized, people start getting cranky and tired. I've been at programs where you have to wait for the prasadam to come and the devotee's blood sugar level starts to go down and they become cross at one another and so forth. And then you start noticing it. But when there's a lot of work behind the scenes to make sure that it's smooth, then devotees just feel happy. Yeah. One last question or a reflection about the monthly Sankirtan festival. For those of you who are just joining us online or here at ISV, this weekend we held the first of many Sankirtan orientation sessions in which we invited devotees from all over the world to participate, mostly from Northern America. So devotees came from Canada, from the East Coast, from all over California, Tennessee. And we are very happy to have a vibrant festival over the last few days. And this speaking about the monthly Sankirtan festival was the last element in the presentation. So I've just completed the SOS content for the weekend. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Natcheri Armarman, Natcheri Armarman, Natcheri Armarman, Natcheri Armarman, Natcheri Armarman, Natcheri Armarman, Natcheri Armarman.